Hi, Big Fatty.
You know, it's so nice to be out on a on a Monday drive, isn't it?
It is lovely. Yes, it is. I know, it is a nice. We got the top down and the jalopy.
Yeah, are we going to the Target? You said.
Oh yeah. Well, Miss Shirley wanted me to run by to pick up some new towels and things that she set up.
Oh, okay.
For me.
Now, are you? Do you plan on what flavor of the Doritos are you planning on getting for tomorrow?
Am I buying Doritos for tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh. Well, you know, I prefer.
Wait a minute. Wait. You sound like you don't know what makes tomorrow special.
I don't know what makes tomorrow special. Are you going to tell me, or are we going to play a game?
Tomorrow is 4/20. You big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader.
And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you. Cue the orchestra.
I believe what you, I got nothing.
Why did it just pop up? There you go. Why did it just pop up saying, playing music?
Because you're fat. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Off the Rails Already Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 19th of April, 2021, in the holier-than-thou year of Ms. Dolly Horticulavatria Parton. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. How is everyone doing? Happy Monday! With me is, he's the fat one. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
What's up?
Okay.
You put booties on the cat so they wouldn't mess up the floor. I understand that they may have been assisting in cleaning up the floor.
Well, they're very, they're very busy being very important. So there's some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
I have a shower.
Oh!
I mean, that may qualify for the...
Or the hoop-de-doo.
Right. So, about 2 hours before we're recording this on Sunday, I used it for the first time. Shower for the first time.
And is it broken already?
No. You know, I was fully prepared because it's the high wall tub and it's got the armrest and everything for the soaking and all that good stuff. And I extra special Chris. Said, because I was chatting with him, he's doing a little work for the coal mine this week, and chatting with him, and he was like, "So are you going to take a bath?" And I was like, "Listen, if I were to chant like chance fate or tempt fate or whatever they say, and try to take a bath the first time I used it, I would end up on the first floor."
Correct.
So,
is this one of those walk-in tubs that they sell to the elderly?
This was my house.
Mistake not
yours.
Getting that.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you. So, y'all, it was Friday morning. They came to do the shower. And
now, wait. Let's just stop right there.
Okay.
Define they.
Well, as I was getting ready to say. When I met with, and you guys, I use Bath Fitter. They're a nationwide chain. I do recommend them. But when I met with the sales guy.
When they come to your place, it's Bath Fatter, right?
Right, right.
And there's the title of today's.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay, go ahead. Like, this is my job, is to interrupt you.
Right. So I met with, we'll call him Larry O from Bath Fitter back in December. And he explained how everything was going to work and how it was all done in a day, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I expected a team to be up in here on Friday.
Right.
It was one little 25-year-old delicious one.
Are there pictures?
There is kind of a photo, but he got wise to me when he was coming and going through the front door, and I was sitting on the sofa with my phone at a weird angle. Anyway, his name was Solomon, and y'all, he was the nicest young man. He was as country is. He's from Kingsport,
Did
Tennessee.
Did he put the C-U-N-T into country?
Y'all, he may be installing bathrooms right now, but on the side, he must sing. He brought a little speaker, a little Bluetooth speaker, and he was in my bathroom, and he was trying to be so respectful of everything, so he actually had the door closed, and Big Fatty has seen my bathroom. It is teeny tiny. It's probably half the size of his bathroom.
Which is odd based on the size of the person using
it. It's true. But he was in there. And I felt kind of bad because, y'all, it was a mess. But I didn't want to clean anything because I knew that they were going to be ripping stuff out and whatever. And I didn't realize
you didn't even flush the toilet is what you're saying.
I cannot confirm nor deny that. But he was up there, but he had his little Bluetooth speaker on, and he was singing his 90s country just all day long. He was just belting out tunes. And, I mean, it was endearing. It was cute. He was very professional. I asked him, I said, I'm not going to look over your shoulder because I can't tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing. But I do want to see when you plumb everything in, like, I want to see it because I want to know. If something breaks, I want to understand how it's plumbed so I can possibly do something about it.
Is that Eve Plum?
Yes, it is. It is. Okay. It was how it's Eve plumbed. And so he came and got me when it was at those points. He did ask for my help once to unfortunately not take his pants off, but to test for leaks, you know, to turn the water on and off outside instead of him running in and out and whatever. If there was a leak, he didn't want to do whatever. But y'all, at like 1 o'clock, he was 95% done.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, boy, I'm going to be able to go out and whatever. At 6 o'clock, he was just leaving.
Oh.
That last 5%, it took forever. And I applaud, like, he did everything correctly and he was trying to make everything look good because he had to put new drywall in and blah, 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 blah. And whatever. But it took forever. And he could tell I was done with it because every time he would cut something or whatever, the whole house would shake. So, everything got caulked really good. Unfortunately, that also means that you can't use it for 24 hours. I decided to give that 36 just to be almost 48,
well,
actually.
What's another 12 hours of soiled?
Right, right. But y'all, I got in there plus I apparently didn't pay for the shower curtain. There was a whole ordeal. I was like, sure I did. But anyway, so I had to go buy a shower curtain rod. Whatever. But he's like, well, we did give you a corner shelf at no charge. And I was like, I specifically don't want a corner shelf because that's one more fucking thing to clean, Larry. But anyway.
Well, there's no charge for giving you something to clean.
Right, right. And so, I'm sorry. That Gary in Albuquerque just liked a tweet. So got it done, y'all. Then I got in there yesterday on Saturday and just cleaned the daylights. I wiped the walls down with what my mother would call turpentine. Now it's not turpentine. It's Pine Sol with a splash of bleach and a big bucket of water. But wiped all that down. Doors, walls, trim. Whew, and then did the floors by hand. Y'all, my bathroom hasn't been this clean in forever. And so when I got in that shower today, it was lovely, except for the shower head, which sucks. But
just out of curiosity, on February the 14th, do you send out cards that say, be my turpentine?
No. So okay. Anyway, but yeah, so it's done. It is. I'm melon clapping. I'm so happy. It's done.
You're what?
I'm melon clapping.
I don't remember melon clapping.
Well, it goes back well before my time with you and Larry Cly. So it's melon clapping. Okay. Anyway.
Well, he does have the melon.
Well, it's true. It's true. So, yeah. So got that done, and it was. It's been a lot of cleaning because there's a lot of drywall dust. So it's been. They tried, but it still got on shit. So.
Oh yeah.
It. I've been cleaning. Y'all, if I've emptied the vacuum canister one time.
You've emptied it one time.
I have filled up the outdoor trash can, but yeah.
Oh. So,
yeah, but. I do. So, Big Fatty, when was the last time you purged? And by purged, I mean like clothes in your closet, towels, things like that. When was the last time you did that?
Well, I you know, I did that before I moved into the villa some 6 years ago.
Right. Just over 6 years ago.
And, but I, since moving in, I've purged clothes. Especially after I retired, because, you know, I don't need to wear nice clothes.
So where'd you get those from? Cause
shut up.
I don't understand. What does that have to do with retiring? Yeah. Okay. How well, yeah. So, well, I like decided that because I had to, y'all, I bought the fanciest shower curtain holders. I found them at the Home Goods yesterday.
Now, wait a minute.
Whatever, but
that Peter G might disagree with you because, you know, he has the chain mail shower curtain.
Oh, right. That never wears out or whatever. Never gets dirty.
No.
Well, I use now. I don't know you. Well, you have a shower door, so
I do.
Yeah, so you don't use
Hortensia takes care of that for me.
Right. So, but I use the cloth shower curtain liners. I do not use the plastic ones. Yeah. I don't use the plastic ones because once they get nasty, you just throw them out. But the cloth ones,
Throw them in the washing machine.
Well, the cloth ones you just throw in with towels and it just comes clean. Well, anyway,
you can throw the plastic one in too, and you don't have to put it in the dryer because guess what?
Right.
You can hang it up in the shower.
Well, I've been buying the cloth ones for years now, and they last a couple years before they get gross. But anyway, so I've made my bathroom look all nice, and then I decided I might need some new towels.
Oh, yes.
Because some of my towels I bought right at when the Buns was staying here, and he just wore them out. I don't want to know what he was doing with them.
Didn't he shower 5 or 6 times a day?
Easily 5 or 6 times a day. So I don't want to know what he was doing with the towels, but he wore them out. And so I've been throwing them out kind of as, because they get, you can see through them sometimes when you, whatever. So, and these were towels are like 2 years old, 3 years old. But so,
now,
but I
were
realized.
Were they crunchy?
No, gross. No.
Okay. Well, now, because if they're crunchy, I think the Danbury's could let you know about what a crunchy towel is. You know, Danbury Jr. is 14. That. So, you know.
Right. late bloomer. So, yeah. But I realized when I was looking in the closet, the linen closet, I was like, I have no business buying more towels before I get rid of some of this shit in here. There's nowhere to put them. So, Big Fatty, I had towels in there. Now, I have some towels in there that are perfectly good. They're practically brand new that were the Grand Hatterina's that are ugly as sin. And so I'm, you know, whatever. But other towels,
well, you can use those to clean up cat vomit.
Well, I feel like they're actually so old that they're in style again. And so I just don't. Like, they were her, like, you know, she bought nice things and never used them. So, they still have the tags on them. But anyway, that being said, y'all, I had towels in there from 1998 that I got when I went to college.
Oh. Now, you know who else is purging?
Right.
Miss Lauren.
Oh,
Miss
I know. Lauren. She's moving. But y'all, I started purging and pulling shit out. I ended up going to get a garbage bag. So, I separated things into donate and trash, because obviously you use towels, you're not donating. And I don't need to save them for like cleaning or whatever.
You could donate them to the animal shelter. They need that kind of stuff.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. Well, too late. Okay. But y'all, Then I got in my closet, and that wasn't so bad because I purged that during when COVID started and I was here. But
right,
then
you threw away the skinny pants, right?
Oh, well, yeah. And so then I got in the chest of drawers, and I don't know when the last time was I don't even know. Y'all, 4 trash bags full of stuff to donate.
Now, let me ask this. When you said the name of that piece of furniture, did you say Chesterdrawers? Chester drawers?
No, I said chest of drawers.
I think you said Chester.
No, it's chest of drawers. Chester drawers. Yeah.
Said Chester. Go back. We'll go back and listen to the tape. I'm sure Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, or Dr. Stone even, you know, he's
right,
a stickler.
Right.
Well,
sir,
yeah, he's a stickler. Maybe he can call it in and confirm.
I'm just Southern. It just runs together. Anyway, but y'all, I have had quite, I mean, it has been, and then I went downstairs to the coat closet. Y'all, there were coats in there I didn't even remember owning.
Right.
Like, I don't know where they came from. They may not have even been mine, but they are all at the Goodwill now. All that. So I feel a lot better about all that. So I do. I feel better. It makes me feel good.
And, you know, when in doubt, throw it out. If you need something you've thrown out, guess what? You can go buy another one, newer one.
Well, yeah. I mean, in some of this stuff, like there were some dress shirts that I donated that were practically brand new, but y'all, they're so old, they're out of style. Like, I'm not going to ever wear them.
Have they yellowed?
Some of them had. Like, that's how old this. And I know I could clean it with OxyClean. I could just throw it, but whatever. Like, I'm not going to do that.
But no. Donate them, and then people will think, who peed on that man?
Right, right. So cleaned it all out. And now, though, I need some advice, and not from Big Fat.
Okay.
But I need some advice from listeners. So for years, for Christmas, my mother has bought me a book or two.
A book.
And these books are part of a series that I've read. I've read since I was probably 15 years old, right? And
Is it the Hardy Boys?
No, it's Clive Cussler books. But anyway, I've read every single one of them all 4 of his series. And they're great, and they're good books, but they're just stacked up in the closet. Mm-hmm. Do we think that I should keep said books, or should I donate the books?
Donate the books. That's my question. That's my suggestion. When I moved, I had a real problem throwing away college textbooks.
Oh, God. That's just long gone. Yeah.
And I did keep a couple, like the Roger's, Thesaurus was not right, but the Harbrace College Handbook.
Right.
And the
Abacus, Abacus Math 101.
Slide Rule 101.
Right, right.
And the Communicating in Business, you know, where you learn how to write an A plan, a B plan, and a C plan letter.
Oh, that sounds like something I would never want.
A plan is a good newsletter. B plan is a bad newsletter. And C plan is a
what I do at work
business
right
letter. Shut up. Dr. Stone knows all about writing B plan letters.
Right, right. So anyway, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think? I mean, I probably have 100 of those books.
Oh my God.
But like, they're good books, and they're all hardback. 100%. So if I ever have like a really nice bookshelf, they look nice without the jackets, you know, if you could just see the actual spine, they look good on there, but I'm never going to read them again.
Like, right. Well, I have some collector's books, you know, from the Franklin Mint.
Oh,
so yeah.
Do you store those next to your Star Trek plates?
No, the Star Trek plates are in the closet still, but you know, I can't bring myself to void the villa of those.
Well, they're fading, and you just don't want them to fade. They won't be worth anything once they fade.
Well, they're back in their styrofoam original shipping containers.
Well, you know who else is in their styrofoam shipping container?
Who? Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead.
Ooh.
Or alive.
All All right, Big Fatty, tell me who was born today. I'm going to tell you who they are, of course, and if they're dead or alive.
Okay, Jane Mansfield.
Jane Mansfield. I guess a lot dead. And Jane
Alive, dead?
Yeah, dead. Just dead.
She's Jane on her deathbed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was a famous biologist in the 1970s.
Yeah. Well, she was born in 1933, dead as a doornail. She was an actress, died in 1967. All right. Now, this one, I'm really embarrassed to even ask. Dick Sargent.
Dead. And okay. He was an actor.
And we would best know him.
Well, I can see his name in the credits. And so was he the I Dream of Jeannie husband?
You are correct that he was born in 1930, deader than a doornail. And everyone listening to this little show right now is screaming, "It's Bewitched. It's Darren on Bewitched."
Darren, Bewitched. Did I say I Dream of Jeannie? I meant Bewitched.
Yes. No.
Yes, I meant Bewitched. I meant it. I could see
we
her.
We have to take your final answer. Okay. All right. Al Unser Jr.
Alive. And he was an athlete. And he played the baseball, actually. He played baseball.
Al Unser Jr., the famous baseball player, Al Unser Jr. Actually, he raced NASCAR.
And I knew he was an athlete.
Frank Fontaine.
He is guy. I'm sure he's dead. And Frank Fontaine was he was a singer. He was like a standard singer.
He was one of the Fontaines, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, only Vera will know the answer to this one.
Well, Frank that's good because Vera doesn't listen.
He is dead, but he was a comedian best known as, say it, Vera, Crazy Guggenheim.
Ooh.
Wow. Which, by the way, was Vera's stripper name. I got one last one.
Well, you know, the music's over, but that's okay. Let's do one more.
Lucretia Garfield.
Dead.
I just love Lucretia. And well, we would know Lucretia from?
I mean, it's a classic name, okay, number one.
It is.
Lucretia Garfield was the first lady of these here United States, whenever that was, long time ago. So dead.
You are absolutely correct. She died in 1918, and she was the first lady and wife of James A. Garfield.
I know. I mean,
but I thought possibly you were going to say something like, I thought you were going to say something. Didn't she replace, who was that woman that did all the horror movies that had the black hair?
Elvira?
That came on. Elvira. Didn't she replace Elvira on the Saturday Night Mystery Movie or something? Lucretia.
I miss those.
I'm Lucretia Garfield, and welcome to the mystery moment.
Based on what I know about people back then when she was first lady, I'd say maybe there wasn't TV, but she would have fit in real well with that. Yeah.
Well, the name did anyway. Yeah.
Y'all, I was remember I told you I had a little too much to drink the other week and like donated to the Great Smoky Mountains Association or whatever to join as an annual member because I have a weak spot for nonprofits with annual memberships. Well, anyway, y'all, I got their first little magazine in the mail. And I was looking forward to it because the Smokies are absolutely gorgeous. No, it's terrible. It's terrible. But
now, what weight paper did they use?
Oh, it is the highest quality printing.
Oh, okay.
It's the layout and the content that is the problem. But
it's kind of like this show, the layout and the content.
Yeah, and kind of like my full time job. But there was a story in there about the lady who first envisioned the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. In the 1920s, to get what she wanted, she ran for Tennessee, for state representative in Tennessee as a woman in the 20s.
Right.
You know, probably before she could vote. Was women's suffrage before or after that? I don't know. Okay. Anyway,
Didn't women's suffrage own a store in London?
In London, yeah. It was in
Zalmore. Suffrages.
But anyway, so all that being said, there was this whole story about her and who she was and how she was basically the responsible party for the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Oh, y'all, okay.
So they had these photos of her doing things. But, you know, back then the photos were, because this is the 1920s and early 30s.
You couldn't show a knee.
Well, you couldn't. But also you couldn't move because, you know, it was the way they printed the photos. And it was film, I think, back then, but it was still pretty terrible. It wasn't like tintype or whatever. But, y'all, she looked mortifying. I opened the magazine to the feature story and went,
can you post a picture of that in the show?
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't have a scanner here, but I can take a photo with my phone and it's not online. So,
you've got to be a member of the
GSMA to get it.
Garfield Society to be able to.
So,
to see it, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so that made me laugh because I was like, you're not selling anybody. But you know what else? You know what else?
What? Oh, tell me.
It's time to play This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
I am. Is the subject Lucretia Garfield today?
If I were that quick, it would be, but no, I thought we'd talk about indoor plumbing today.
Oh, so, well, there you go. Okay.
Since I have
recently... You know, Gay Country West grew up without it.
Right. So, standardized plumbing can be traced back to what year? Okay. So, is it 3000 BC, 500 BC, or 700 AD?
I'm going to say it's 3000 BC because that's the cavemen, you know, they had buckets and they would just throw it out in the trenches and everything.
Right. Well, we're not talking about turlets here, but you're correct. Oh. In 3000 BC,
the aqueducts.
The Indus River Valley civilization used like earthen made pipes, like clay pipes, to provide transport for water and actually to drain wastewater. So
I believe those pipes are still in use in the city of Charleston.
100%. That brown water's fine. Just drink it.
Right. By the way, have you seen the pictures of at the sewage treatment plant that where the people throw those ass wipes,
The wipes?
Down the toilet and it looks like the world's largest ball of ass wipes?
Yep. Well, because it is. Every time there's flooding, they always show that. They're like, don't flush. This is why we're backed up. Anyway. So, Big Fatty, if you have a leaky faucet that drips twice per minute, how much water will you waste in a week? Is it...
In a week,
okay. If you have
just
a leaky faucet that drips twice per minute, will
So there's 60 minutes in an hour. That's 120 drips.
Right.
And there's 24 hours in a day, so that would be... 120 times 10 is 1,200, 2,400, and we'll just round it to 3,000. And then how long do we have to do this for? A week?
A week.
3,000 drips times 7 is 21,000 drips. And I'm going to, now go ahead and give me
Okay. The choices are 1 gallon. 5 gallons or 8 gallons of water.
8 gallons.
It's actually only a gallon. It's actually
really
a gallon of water. Yeah, yeah. So unfortunately, if you're like me, your faucet drips about 20 times a minute, and so you had to go to Lowe's yesterday and buy a $200
faucet. Is this
the
result of aging?
Yes, actually it is.
Okay.
Okay, we're at the music's out, but because you nattered a lot during all that, Let's finish up with one last question, and we're gonna focus on the turlet here.
Okay, as one should.
Yep. In what year?
Wait. Before you do that, didn't you say that Solomon took a big dump in your turlet?
Oh, he did. First thing he did when he got here that morning, yeah.
Okay, and you didn't have a turlet that day, and I believe you had to make some Mountain Dew.
Yeah, actually, I peed in an old cup and just, whatever. So, yeah, because the water was off, so...
Right.
And I have a downstairs bathroom that I don't trust, but I could have used, except that, there was the leak in the upstairs bathroom right above it. So there's a giant hole in the ceiling where he was looking down. Mm. So that wasn't really an option. So last question, and then we'll wrap this show up. The flushing toilet was invented by none other than John Harrington, a.k.a. why we call it the John. In what year was that? 1502, 1596, or 1650?
I'm going to say 1592, because we hadn't had a B yet.
Well, that wasn't an option, but if you're going for B, it was 1596.
Okay, 96.
And that is correct. Can you believe that? The flushing toilet has been around for like 400 years.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, I know.
More than 400 years.
Yeah. We also call it the crapper because of Thomas Crapper. Yeah, who widely increased the popularity of the toilet. So, yeah. Yeah. So, it's a little quiz on indoor plumbing.
Granny has decreased the popularity of the indoor toilet because it's Granny Crapper.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Ooh. Oh! So, what do you got going on this week?
Y'all, we have a hell of a week at the coal mine, and I have two doctor's appointments. So, I'm basically getting nothing done this week. What about you?
Okay. I'm retired.
Well, so perfect.
Anyway, okay, and I got my hair exciting. Cut. Oh.
Oh, me too. I got my
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. what do you pay for your haircuts?
Well, if I could go to my regular barber, I pay $35, but I had to get a Great Clips because everyone is closed again, and it was...
And how much it was?
15, maybe? I don't remember. I think it was about 15. Okay. Yeah.
Guess who doesn't have to pay anything for their haircuts? Or just think about it for a second. Just think about it for a second. I'm sure it will come to you. Just... close your eyes and think, who doesn't have to pay for haircuts?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Have you figured it out yet?
I think I might have an idea.
Okay.
Also, don't you have to get that ponytail,
Oh!
Cleaned up? Or I don't know.